We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. Anyway, hey, it's happy. No, it's not. Yeah, it is. It's National Teachers Day. And I got a little deal for you guys today. It's very rare that we get to give away concert tickets to see Tyler Wilhelm, and he'll be at JC Cowboys this Saturday, May the 11th. So I'm going to give some tickets away, pairs of tickets away. So since it's National Teachers Day, if you would, if you want to go see Tyler at JC Cowboys this weekend, text in with your name. If you want to play, you can, and not go to the concert, just don't text your name in. But anyway, text in your favorite ag teacher that you had at school, and whether it's at OSU or K-State, Texas Tech, Texas A&M, high school, it doesn't matter, or even your favorite 4-H teacher. So anyway, we'll celebrate that by playing that game today. Members, got to be ag-related. Don't be sending me your kindergarten teacher's name. Anyway, if you want to play, text in your name and your teacher's name and what city, what school. And I got plenty of tickets to go see, not a bukus of them, but I got a few pair here to go see my man Tyler Wilhelm at the JC Cowboys this weekend. So anyway, that's the way we'll start the show off with today, and it is Stockman's Vet Clinic happy hour all hour today. So we'll have more on Stockman's Vet coming up here shortly. And ooh, what a rough night in Oklahoma for tornadoes, lots of hail. I got a text message from one of my listeners up in around Visay. He said his Bermuda grass got hailed in the ground. So anyway, pretty rough night. I know you guys got some rain. We don't like hail, we don't like tornadoes, and definitely don't like wind, but we're used to the wind. But anyway, 8 tornadoes now I'm seeing in Oklahoma last night. That town up there, somewhere up there in Osage County, I don't even, Barnfield, is that right? Barnfell. It got hammered. What was interesting is I just turned on Channel 9 on my phone when I lay down in bed, and Lacey called it. She said, Oh no. And David, you know, oh, what's up? And anyway, they found that debris field right there south of that town, and it was headed straight for that town. Not sure about injuries or death, if there's any, but anyway, prayers go out to everybody that had damage last night, and hope things get away. Not sure Brandon's going to be on today. Last week he was golfing. No, his son was. He wasn't. I don't think Brandon's a golfer. But anyway, his son was in a golf tournament. And today he's in the insurance office for the Elk City Livestock Auction Barn. So anyway, I don't know if he'll make it or not. We'll see. He said he texted me if he got out. So let's go ahead and figure out what happened overnight in our big ag world. If I can find it on my computer, bam, there it is. All right, let's check it out. Wheat futures were lower in overnight trading as the condition of the U.S. winter crop unexpectedly improved. Of course, we get a rain. How would you like to be a paper pusher on the commodities market? We get a rain, and some of it is already far gone that the rain's not going to help, but we get a rain, they drop the market. We lose money when it rains. We lose money when it doesn't rain. Doesn't just a bad world we live in here in farming sometimes. 50% of the crop was rated good or excellent as of Sunday, up 49% a week earlier, according to the USDA. Analysts polled by Rutgers were expecting the USDA to leave its ratings unchanged, but heck no. We improved at 1% and the market went down 10%. This makes sense. About 43% of the crop was headed at the start of the week, up from 30% a week earlier and 32% at the same point a year ago. In Kansas, the biggest producer of wheat varieties, 32% was rated good or excellent, up 1 percentage point week over week. Soybean and corn futures also lost ground in overnight trading as planting in the U.S. rolls on. A quarter of the soybeans was planted as of Sunday, up from 18% a week earlier. That's also ahead of the five-year average of 21%. 9% of the crop had emerged, up from 4% at this point in 2023. Some 36% of the corn crop in the ground was in the ground at the start of the week, up from 27% 7 days earlier, but behind the average of 39%, the USDA, according to the USDA. 12% had emerged from up from 7% a week ago and 9% average. We'll talk a little bit more about corn coming up here. Wheat futures for July delivery dropped 6¾ cents to 642 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. And Kansas City futures plunged 12½ cents to $6.62¾ a bushel. Soybean futures for July delivery fell 5¾ to $12.43 a bushel. Soy meal was down 4¢ to $3.80-$3.50 a short ton. And soy oil gained 0.27 cents to 44.11 cents a pound. Corn futures fell 2 cents to $4.67 a bushel. Inspections of soybeans for overseas delivery rose while corn and wheat assessments declined in the 7 days through the May the 2nd. About 348,000 metric tons of beans were inspected for export, up from 276 tons the previous week. That's still down from the 397,000 tons examined during the same week a year ago. Corn inspections last week came in at 1.2 million tons, a little change from the 1.3 the week before. However, was pretty good, higher, pretty much higher than the 974,000 tons, same point in 2023. Wheat assessments was reported at 321,000 tons, down from the 500,000 tons examined a week earlier, the government said, but higher than the 216,000 tons expected last year. Since the start of the marking year on September 1st, the USDA has examined 33 million tons, metric tons that is, of corn, up from 224.9 million tons assessed last week or last year, this same time frame. Examination of soybeans since September now stand at 39 million tons, down from 47.9 last year. Wheat inspections since the start of the grains marketing year on June 1st are now at 17.3 versus 18.5 million at the same point last year. What's going on in the weather? A lot. Tornado watches have been issued for several counties in Missouri. As the storms roll through there, line of storms is rumbling through the area earlier this morning and will redevelop this afternoon. Strong winds, large hail, tornadoes are all possible with these storms. Severe weather is expected to fire up tomorrow in parts of central Indiana. Repeated rounds of rainfall may allow river flooding to redevelop along with localized flash flooding. All kinds of weather stuff going on in our crazy, crazy world. Okay, let's go ahead and take a Stockman Vets Clinic break. When we come back, I'll have your Lipscomb's Dealership Ag Market update. And got a little thing I seen on social media about Lipscomb Ford over in Sayre that I want to share with you guys. So if you're a law enforcement, if you're a teacher, if you're a fireman, it was something else, military, I got something for you that Lipscomb Ford is offering. I seen on social media a while ago. It's pretty cool. Anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is proud to announce they're now offering the High Energy Liquid Livestock Feed Mix 30. This liquid protein fat supplement is for cattle on grass or hay forage and is now available at SEI Agritech for pickup or delivery. They also have half semi or semi loads available. For more information, give Ken a call at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317 or stop by the SEI Agritech location at 1400 South Randall in Elk City.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
They want you to see them as people and not just a number. They love when you know their name when they walk in the door and greet them with a smile. They love that. I like to hear people's stories and find out about their lives and get to know them. We sponsor in the community a lot, in the communities, in the surrounding communities. We just really care about people. I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Are you looking to give your livestock the best nutrition possible? Well, head on over to the Sayre Farmers Co-op. Sayre Co-op is an authorized quality liquid feeds dealer. They handle a variety of QLF Ignite protein and mineral tubs, along with their Pasture Select 20-5 and 35-5 liquid feed. Short on time, the Sayre Co-op will supply, deliver, and fill your liquid feed tank for you so that you don't have to. Don't put it off. Head on over to the Sayre Co-op at 109 South 6th Street in Sayre or give them a call at 928-2664.
If you've been looking for a good dealer you can trust when it comes to buying a new car, truck, or SUV, well, the Lipscomb dealerships have arrived in Elk City and Sayre, and we'd like to invite you out to help us celebrate with good people and great deals on new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, GMC, Ford, and pre-owned vehicles backed by a family that's been in the car business for almost half a century and always puts you, the customer, first. Lipscomb. Good people. Great deals. In Elk City, Sayre, and at LipscombDealerships.com.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, May 6th. 1,718 head were sold. 5 head of steers at 532 brought 269. 6 at 832 brought 227. 15 at 892 brought 226. 101 at 1,041 brought 208. 14 at 1045 brought 207. 14 at 1098 brought 201.50. 20 head of heifers at 554 brought 269. 3 at 618 brought 251. 15 at 763 brought 225. 20 at 770 brought 223. 6 at 849 brought 212. 8 at 932 brought 197. 10 at 958 brought 196. Butcher cows were 85 to 141. Butcher bulls brought 74 to 168. Pairs brought 1,000 to 20. 300. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sell every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Currently here at the Gabe Gadget Mezzanette Center, we have winds are out of the, south? 7 miles an hour, 76.8 degrees, 24% humidity out here in the panhandle of Texas. Odell. Actually, not in the panhandle of Texas. How about the northern part of Texas there across the Red River Bridge from Altus? Odell, 80 degrees, humidity is 22%, dew point's 38. The winds are out of the south at 12 miles an hour. Wind gust is 14. Up to 15, not too bad. And month-to-date precipitation, 63 one-hundredths of an inch. 8-inch soil temperature, 70 degrees. Speaking of soil temperature, listen up, gardeners. This morning, I went out in the peanut field and did a 4-inch soil test, temperature test. It's 57 degrees at 7 o'clock this morning. Yes, I know it. The ground warms up during the day, but be careful with your cantaloupes, your watermelons, your okra. I know some people got okra planted and it's already up. But right now, if you're putting a seed in the ground, be careful with what you're doing out there. It won't be long that soil temperature warm on up and stay up. So anyway, yes, it is too cold. And it's too cold for peanuts, too cold for cotton, too cold for okra, cantaloupe, watermelon. It is. Go ahead and put them in the ground. You'll be like the gentleman that works down here on Broadway in Elk City. I won't dog him again, but he planted okra a few weeks ago, and he texted me here a while back, said, "You were right." And so anyway, I apologize for making fun of him on the radio too. So we're good. So anyway, yes, yes, sir. I'm planting for a lot of people, but my corn, my sweet corn is up about to 8 inches, but I got it in some raised beds with plastic, black plastic over it. So the ground temperature is a little different than out there, either in bare or cover crop. So be careful out there. So anyway, if you guys didn't, weren't here at the first of the show, I got some Tyler Wilhelm tickets, a couple of pairs of them to give away to today's National Teachers Day. So if you want to play and you want to go see Tyler, text in your name and the name of your teacher that was your favorite ag teacher at college or FFA or even your 4-H person. Anyway, playing a little bit today. I got some in. And all I can tell you is Lloyd Fletcher from Mangum, the ag teacher down there, he must have been pretty popular, because I've got numerous people that aren't playing for the tickets have texted in with Lloyd Fletcher. So he must have been really popular. So anyway, also had a text message in on the text line. Two harvest crews just went through Viside today, this morning, and they got 1.1 inches of rain there this morning. So anyway, and yes, Mr. Long, my vote's for Mr. Long. I mean, how could you not vote for him? He was here a half a century. So anyway, yes, Mr. Long, when I was a freshman, my greenhorn year in FFA, that was his first year here at Elk City. And that was in 1976. How about that? I remember when I was a freshman in high school. So anyway, 1976 is when Mr. Long started teaching here, him and Mr. Copas. So anyway, got that going on. All right, here is your Lipscomb Dealerships Ag Market Update. And right after I give the market update, I'm going to tell you what they're doing. I seen it on social media. I'm not getting paid to say what I'm going to say after this ag market update. So it's pretty cool. I think it's really cool what they're doing. Okay, corn, May, 454, down 3. July, 466, down 3. Soybeans for May, 1235, up a quarter. July, 1245, down 3 and a quarter. Soybean meal for May, 378.50, down 270. July, 383.60, down 4. Soybean oil, May, 43.63, up 0.46. July, 44.41, up 0.457. And then here's your wheat, gentlemen. May wheat, 670, down 15. July, 665, down 10 and a quarter. What's cotton doing? Nothing really. May cotton, 76.56, down 80. July, 77.76, up 70. Let's see here. West Texas intermediate crude oil, June, 78.90, up 42 cents. July, 78.56, up 42. And then we got natural gas, June, 218, down 1. And then we get to the live cattle. They're back in the green today. June live cattle, 178.12, up 115. August, 175.80, up 137. October, that month that everybody worries about, no matter what kind of cows you got, 179.15, up 127. Feeder cattle for May, 242.82, up 142. August, 255.15, up 227. September, 256.10, up 222. Lean hogs for May, 92.52, up 35. June, 98.30, up 12. July, 102.65, up 50 cents. And then we go. All right, the Dow. Well, I had it up there. It looks like everything's in the green as far as the markets. Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, not much, but they're in the green. But anyway, All right, let's see here. I want to share this with you from, that is your Lipscomb Dealership Ag Market Update, by the way. But I wanted to share this with you that I've seen on social media. And this comes from Lipscomb Ford and Sayre. Attention, teachers, law enforcement, first responders, medical professionals, all local businesses, and their employees. We will pick up your vehicle, service it, and bring it back all while you're at work at no additional charge. How about that? Wonder if they'll pick my pickup up over here at Elk. So anyway, if you're any of those people in Sayre, Oklahoma, Lipscomb Ford will pick up your vehicle for free and get your oil changed or whatever you need done. That doesn't mean your oil change free, okay? Don't misinterpret it. They're just not going to charge you any extra to come pick up your vehicles at the deal. That is mighty nice of them. All right, since I don't think Brandon's going to make it today, let's check out Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction yesterday. How about that? 1,718 head were sold yesterday, and looks like a lot of big animals in there. Anyway, let's check out some randoms here. Looks like the five to six weights, we're bringing up to 305. The six weights, we got, 277 to 293 on some six weights. Seven weights, there was 40 head out of Thomas that weighed 750, brought 244. And some out of Altus went 726, brought 249. And big bunch out of Elk City, 57, brought, of them weighing 781, brought 254. Down here in the eight weights, it was 40 head out of Clinton, brought 228, that weighed 866. And then we had 171 head out of big town of Shamrock, Texas. 171 of them. 906 was the weight. 219.25 was their price. And then 101 out of Sayre, weighing 1,041, brought 208. And then over here in the girl department, the ladies department, we'll say, they was 20 head to weight 554, brought 269. 45 head of girls out of Colony, weighing 730, brought 230. Willow, 20 head, weighing 770, brought 223. And 30 head of heifers out of Corn, weighing 951, brought 196. The pears were bringing up to 2,300. The butcher cows were 85 to 141, and butcher bulls were 74 to 168. There you go. And I lost my sheet of paper. No, I didn't. I just found it. Anyway, I got it. All right. As most springtime calving is winding down, it's time to prepare for breeding season. And we're right at the hot start of it right now. We are here to help with your AI project needs and supplies. We can assist with everything from planning to complete turnkey breeding services. Also, as bull turnout is approaching, please don't neglect to schedule your herd bulls for a complete breeding soundness exam. It's the cheapest and most effective way to help ensure your next calf crop. Yeah, that sucked. Put your bull out there and didn't get him tested. Come about January or February, your cows aren't springing, you know something went wrong during the summer. Spring is also a great time to treat our cows and calves for all internal and external parasites as well. We are seeing ticks and lice already affecting some herds. With the great cattle prices, let's visit and make sure we are vaccinating our calves to help them maximize their health and value. We're here to help with all your livestock, horse, and pet needs. Whenever you need us, stop by Stockman's Vet anytime at 1019 South Main Street right here in Elk City, Oklahoma, or call 580-225-0200 to schedule an appointment for after-hours emergency service. All right, we're still playing the game today. I've already got a couple winners, but I got a few more tickets. If you want to go see Tyler Wilhelm this Saturday night at JC Cowboys, today's National Teachers Day, and want you to text in to our text line, 580-225-9697. If you want to go see the world-famous Tyler Wilhelm, text in your favorite ag teacher's name with your name beside it and maybe town that they taught in also. I don't know all the ag teachers long. I knew that one right off the bat. Anyway, if you want to play, go ahead and text in. I'll let you know via text if you want and announce them towards the end of the show. Anyway, you guys follow Ty. If you don't follow Tyler on social media, he's getting pretty good at making leather. So you ought to check him out. Check out his leather works. How about that? Okay, let's go ahead and take a Stockman's Vet break. When we come back, we'll see what's trending with hay. And also, I got this little brief deal to read you guys, four ways to deal with electrical gremlins. I bet nobody's never had any electrical gremlins in their farm equipment. Planting season is here. Hopefully Spencer will be back in tomorrow. He's a busy man. He'll come in tomorrow to give us a final on getting your planter ready, because I know there's people just, their teeth are chattering. They're chomping at the bit, get ready to go. Also, I want to wish Chad and Janae Ripito a happy 20th anniversary. He's a lucky man. He got him a trophy wife. So anyway, happy anniversary, you guys. We'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And, well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is, because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
We do get travelers going through that have AC that doesn't work. You're running down the interstate and it's 105 degrees outside, and it can be that hot, if not hotter, inside. Lots of times during the winter, you can come up with a leak in your system. So it is very important to make sure that that stuff is correctly maintained. Getting it checked out, do your general maintenance, is better than wait until it's broke to fix it.
Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bags, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma, has dedicated their life to supporting your farm's success, because farming is their way of life. Their superior high-pro feeds are expertly formulated to meet the nutritional needs of your livestock. They provide bulk feed delivery straight to your farm, or for smaller quantities, they offer a variety of feed bags and sacks in different sizes. When it comes to your livestock feed, choose excellence. Choose Hobart Farm and Garden.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettsweldingcom. Again, that's everettsweldingcom. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Oklahoma, here is your northwestern Oklahoma ag weather update. I hope everything's all right. I seen they had tornado warnings out around Oklahoma and storms going through there. Hope everything ended up. Looks like you got some rain. 78 degrees, dew points 36, humidity's 22%. The winds are out of the west, northwest, 9 miles an hour with gusts up to 16. 24-hour rain total, 0.17. 10-day rain total, 2.71 inches of rain. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 65 degrees. Fractional water at 10 inches on average for one day, 1. Sunset, 8:25. Man, I hope I don't lose my voice. Sunny and 82 today with west to south winds, 9 to 13. Mostly clear, low 55 tonight. Wednesday, tomorrow, to mañana, 79 and sunny. West wind, 7 to 15 miles an hour. That's your forecast for up there. All right, let's check out the text line real quick. This is pretty interesting. So, I got Mr. Philip Butler that was at Raiden, one of the teachers, and Mr. Williams at Burns Flat, Dale City. Galen McCune, who taught at Merritt, and he's teaching right now at Viceside, so he's still popular. And then we got Mr. Armstrong at Clinton High School during the late 60s and early 70s. Whoever that is, they're old. Anyway, let's see here. Carrie Dillinger here at Elk City and Lloyd Fletcher at Mangum like 5 times. So he must have been pretty popular. And then also Mr. Larry Long here at Elk City that just retired here, 4, 5, 6 years ago. He still looks like he's in his at least late 60s. I seen him the other day. He still looks young. I hope he's listening. Anyway, thanks for participating. I already notified you're the winner. So, all right, let's see what else is going on here. Oh, I seen this earlier, and I wanted to check this out for you, get my listeners over in the Texas Panhandle. The Texas rural land value trends are out for 2023. So I raked in the south, the northern panhandle. Check it out. All right, here's some prices out in the panhandle for land, if you're thinking about it, and rental range too. So irrigated crop land, good water, is selling for $35,000 to $7,000 an acre. Rental range anywhere from $175,000 to $270,000. Irrigated cropland, average water, $25,000 to $3,500, and renting for about the same, $170,000 to $220,000. Irrigated cropland, weak water, $1,500 to $2,000, renting for $75,000 to $125,000. Dry land cropland on the east side of the Texas Panhandle is selling for anywhere around $1,500 to $2,000 and is renting from $30 to $45 an acre. Dry cropland on the west side of the Texas Panhandle is renting or selling for anywhere from $900 to $1,200 and $15 to $35 an acre for rental range. Rangeland is selling from $800 to $1,300 and renting from $7 to $12 an acre. Conservation Reserve Program, $900 to, if your land's in there, it's selling from $900 to $1,400. And the rental range on the CRP ground, I guess that's what they're getting, is anywhere from $25 to $50. How about that? And here's the difference between the Texas North Panhandle and down there from Amarillo to Lubbock. I'll just give you a few examples here. Irrigated cropland, good water, selling from $35 to $5,500 an acre and is renting from $175 to $250. Irrigated cropland, fair water, selling for $1,500 to $3,000 an acre and renting from $100 to $150. And let's see what cropland selling for. Dryland cropland selling for up to $1,500 an acre and renting from $25 to $45 an acre. And rangeland is renting from $7 to $10 an acre. Sure. Well, there you got it. Just a little update from my friends out in the panhandle of Texas. See what you can afford and what you can't afford. Okay, four ways to deal with electrical gremlins. All the electrical systems on your planter, field cultivator, or other towed piece of equipment are dead. After a moment of profanity, what do you do? First, check the fuse for the 7-pin connector on the tractor and for any accessory plugs used to power equipment in the cab or on the equipment. Be sure to check the fuses for all possible power sources. Some systems on planters or tillage tools route power from sensors through control consoles in the cab that might have power supplies separate from the traditional 7-pin connector. Number two, after you cuss a little more when you can't find it, on the tractor side of the 7-pin connector on the rear of the tractor, pull back the rubber cover and visually inspect the connection for each wire. Find dust sifts under the cover during field use, and after heavy rains or over the winter, it can attract moisture that causes a greenish corrosion that kills electrical conductivity. How about that? Number three, be aware some planter systems such as air compressors for pneumatic downforce systems are wired directly to the battery with 12 gauge wire to provide unrestricted power. Those hot wire systems are supposed to, and this supposed to is in big cap letters on this, to have an inline fuse, usually within a foot or two of the tractor's battery. This fuse is often hid under the cab, coiled behind the battery box, or covered with field debris. Don't overlook it when you're searching for the cause of the dead electrical system. After repairing or cleaning electrical connections, consider using dielectric grease on the male and female pins. You can buy dielectric grease in small tubes at auto parts store and farm equipment dealerships. Some synthetic greases used for general lubrication are labeled dielectric. Don't use any grease on electrical connections if it isn't labeled that. What else we got? There you go. There's your Jimmy's tip of the week. Because there's a lot of electrical crap in all this equipment. That's for sure. Anyway. All right. Let's see here. Alfalfa. The average price of alfalfa hay during March dropped below $200 per ton, which is the first time this has occurred since April of 2021. The March average price for alfalfa hay retreated to $195, down $5 a ton from last month, according to the USDA, or from March, according to the USDA's agriculture prices report. This was the 11th consecutive month of price decline since hitting a record high average of $287. You guys remember what month that was? April of 2023. The average price for Supreme and Premium alfalfa during March dropped by $7 per ton, following a $4 per ton rise in February and settled in at $271. The average grass hay price fell by $9 a ton to $161 a ton in March. Only two states posted double-digit month-over-month gains in alfalfa price during March. Texas was up $15 a ton, and Nevada was up $10 a ton. Double-digit declines in the March alfalfa hay occurred in 12 states, which was led by Arizona, New Mexico, and Wyoming, down $15 a ton. And Iowa and Kansas dropped by $11 a ton. California, Idaho, Michigan, Montana, Oregon, Utah, and Washington were all down $10 a ton. The highest average March alfalfa hay was reported in Texas at $298 per ton and was followed by New Mexico at $255. North Dakota easily had the lowest alfalfa price at $113 per ton, South Dakota $151 a ton, and then Minnesota $152 a ton. keep in mind that USDA's average prices accounts for all qualities and bale types of hay sold. Also, the final U.S. estimate is a volume-weighted average rather than a simple average of state values. Those states with the most volume sales will impact the final U.S. dollar value more than those states with fewer sales. So, premium, supreme, quality alfalfa, premium and supreme. Texas, $344 per ton last year, $345 this year. California, ain't very many states close to us that I can go with it. California is down $20 a ton from last year, but still $320 a ton. And the rest of them are all up north. 5-day state average was $314 a ton a year ago, $271 today. Other hay, let's see what's happening with other hay, which means grass, wheat, rye, Truticale, whatever. March in Kansas last year, $274, is at $187 this year. Let's see, Missouri, $165 last year, $175 this year. Oklahoma, $267 last year for other hay, $190 this year. Texas, $271 per ton this year, $298. It's for other hay per ton. So anyway, $298, is that right? That sounds, let me get back to Texas. That's what it says, $298 a ton for other hay. No, that's alfalfa. My bad. I knew something sounded screwy there. But it's $225 a ton for other hay going on right now in Texas. So anyway, let's go ahead and take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. And when we come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for out in southwestern Oklahoma. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You should be treated with dignity and respect. You should be able to do work that matters. And you ought to work with people who feel the same way. Canyon Oilfield Services is looking for you. They need Class A CDL drivers with transport, flatbed, and pneumatic experience. They're also hiring roustabouts. Excellent pay and full benefits will be yours. I'm telling you, opportunities abound here. Do you want to look at the person working beside you and know you can trust him? Do you want to spend your time with people who work hard, but who know that you're not just a number? You're a person created in the image of God. Canyon needs people like you to work at their Elk City, Fay, Durham, and Hinton locations. That's Hinton, Durham, Fay, and Elk City. Apply at Canyon's Elk City office. It's on Highway 6, a mile and a half south of the golf course. Or go online to canyonoilfield.com. You can even call 729-3297. At Canyon Oilfield Services, the key word is service.
CNH Feed and Supply carries nothing but the best brands, including that tried and true Stillwater Milling, Crossbrand Horse Feed, Antler Max Deer Protein, and so much more. CNH also has a diverse selection of hay, and don't forget about those hassle-free, biodegradable lick tubs. CNH Feed and Supply is a place to shop for all your farm, ranch, and hunting needs. CNH, serving the area since 1926. Visit your local CNH, and they'll get you all fixed up.
May the 7th, XIT Auctions is selling 160 acres of good Ouachita County grassland, including revised wind turbine production of approximately $6,536 a year. 4 miles east of Rocky, Oklahoma, to Road 2240, then a quarter mile north. For information on this auction, or to talk about your auction, call auctioneer Aubrey Latham, 393-4440, or see all the details at xitauctions.com.
XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
Ken Russ here at Hobart Stockyard. Folks, we are seeing cattle bring top prices right here home. We're competitive with Oklahoma City. We have proven on several occasions with the trust of local bigger cattle producers, top prices, less work, travel time, and greater returns on their cattle right here at home. We have great working relationships with private independent buyers to guarantee you top prices for your cattle. We have the cleanest and best facilities to handle your cattle. Fresh water and quality hay out at all times. We do not receive chronically sick, injured, or trailer cattle. We only sell the best at Hobart Stockyard.
Hobart Stockyards at 580-7. 726-3306.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Blair Tire and Feed is helping you save some money. Firestone Ag is holding its Spring Into Savings event. That means you're going to save big money on the tires you need. Most Firestone radial tires are included in the sale, like their expanded line of 82 technology patterns and sizes. Eligible standard radial tires will have a $200 discount. Eligible 82 radial tires will have a $300 discount. That's big time savings on big time tires during a big time event. The Firestone Ag Spring Into Savings event at Blair Tire and Feed.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, I picked the big Metroplex of Hobart, Oklahoma for your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. Currently at Hobart, it's 77 degrees. Dew point's 36, humidity's 23, the winds are out of south-southwest at 12 miles an hour, 24-hour rain total, 0, 10-day rain total though, 4.13 inches of rain. Good for you guys. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 68 degrees, 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 1.0. Sunrise, no, sunset, let's do sunset, 8:26 tonight. 83 today, west to south winds at 7 to 17 tonight, clear 58. Winds pick up a little bit tonight and be 15 to 20 mile an hour out of south. Tomorrow, not so bad, sunny and 83. Southwest winds 7 to 15 miles an hour. There you have it. All right. You know, I haven't given you guys a little update on my high tunnel here lately, but she's looking pretty. She is looking pretty. I got my little fertilizer injector via UPS last week. That made me happy. I'm spooting feeding my tomatoes and my peppers, and the tomatoes are all over knee high now, and they got blooms coming on. I got hot banana peppers making right now. If anybody wants any hot banana peppers, I'll let you guys try them out when they get them ready, because I'm not a hot pepper guy. And everything else just growing. It looks wonderful. So anybody out there got a greenhouse or a tunnel or something they do, what do you do to control the little bitty varmint ants in there? Not red ants, none of those big ones, but the little bitty ones. I call them the elm tree ants. Anyway, they're little bitty. I've got them everywhere in the high tunnel, and I don't know what to put down without getting some unwanted chemical on my plant. So if you got any natural remedies, text line is wide open at 580-225-9697. So anyway, I'm excited, and here we go. Okay, so let's see here. How to kill grass without a herbicide. It's a pretty good story. I like it. For the past 9 years, I've watched my neighbor mount his riding lawnmower and cut his lawn. As nearly as I can tell, the mowing deck is set as low as it can possibly go. It's clear this is not an activity he enjoys and operates under the mantra of shorter means less often. There you go. The offshoot of my neighbor's cutting strategy is that he has the first lawn that turns brown once a couple of weeks of dry weather has arrived during midsummer. Weed encroachment is horrific, and his once purebred stand of grass has now degraded to a hodgepodge of opportunist grass and broadleaf species that merely cover his soil. The contrast of his lawn to those around, it is striking. Let's move up a notch to the hay field. Savvy hay producers who grow both pure alfalfa stands and alfalfa grass mixtures know that they can't cut the latter as short as the former, at least if they want to maintain grass in their mixed hay. In a similar manner, grazers know the repeated overgrazing events that take lush pastures down to putting green height are a recipe for permanent damage to the stand. The negative impacts are accelerated with drought. Grasses in general are less tolerant of ultra-low cutting heights than legume species such as alfalfa. Even Kentucky bluegrass, which exhibits about the most tolerance to short defoliation, has its limits. From a hay field perspective, it's probably safe to say that the introduction of disc-type mowers has made it easier to cut grass stands out of existence because harvest heights can be and are set too low. Although there is they're variable in the cutting height tolerance between grass species, regrowth is typically generated from reserve carbohydrates stored in the lower stem base. If routinely removed, that will impede both the stand regrowth and longevity of it. Also, leaving some plant tissue aids in more rapid recovery. For grasses, rapid growth following a first cutting is especially important to gain as much yield as possible for the second cutting before it gets dry and hot weather sets in and sends plants into a semi-dormancy during the summer. For most cool season grasses, such as orchard grass, fescue, cutting heights need to be set 3 to 4 inches, with the latter being preferred. Cut warm season grasses such as sorghum, Sudan grass, and native species at 8 inches, 6 to 8 inches. There's really few downsides to a higher grass cutting height. More low quality stem is left in the field. Regrowth is hastened. Stand health and long-term productivity are preserved, and the risk of forage soil contamination is reduced. So if you're thinking, or if you're looking to kill your grass stand, simply cut it too short a few times. If you don't believe me, I can put you in touch with my neighbor, although he still hasn't figured it out. There you go. You'll save on herbicides that way. That's definitely for sure. I gave you an update earlier in the show when we started about soybean and corn progress, crop progress. Well, here's an update on some oat crop progress. USDA says across all 9 of the top oat growing states, 70% of the crop has been planted, up from 63% the week prior and ahead of the 5-year average of 61%. 49% of the crop has emerged from 42%. That's up from 42% the week prior and ahead of the average of 42%. Winter wheat progress, we went over that, and you know how the market crashed after they changed it 1 percentage point? Well, yeah, they didn't take it out of the poor, very poor column. They took it out of the fair column, if you really want to know. Spring wheat is getting along pretty good. It's up to 47%. That's up from 34% last week, and that's it. That's all I got on those crops there. Okay, what else we got here? Real quick, March exports of U.S. pork were steady from last year's volume and edged higher in volume and value, according to data released from the USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Beef exports were below last March's large volume, but export value was at the highest since June of 2023. Pork exports totaled 260 million metric tons in March, up 0.1% from a year ago, valued at $740.8 million, up 2% year over year and the 7th highest on record. March shipments to South Korea were among the largest on record. Exports also increased towards Central America, Colombia, Vietnam, Malaysia. Pork export value per head slaughter average was at $70.85. That's the highest in nearly 3 years and the 5th highest on record. Let's see what else do we got here. March beef exports total 108 million metric tons. That's down 10% from the large volume posted a year ago, but still the highest of this year so far. Export value was at $889.9 million, down slightly from a year ago, like minus 0.3%, but the highest in 9 months. March export value equated to $454.62 per head of fed slaughter, the highest since almost middle of 2022. Beef demand in the Caribbean was outstanding. Middle East, positive signs in Korea and Japan, where food service recovery is making progress. It's a challenging situation, but the value U.S. beef commands internationally is very encouraging at $450 per head. All right. Hope you guys enjoyed the show today. We'll see you guys tomorrow. It's The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO and 100.1 KWFX in Woodward. Brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre America. God bless.